The third page of Masechta Midos. Hamizbeach, the Mizbeach, hoya shloishim v'shtayim al shloishim v'shtayim. Mizbeach was a square, 32 amas by 32 amas. So this is how it was. They had a mold, all the amah, they had a mold, and they filled the mold with planks of board that was 32 amas long. And then they filled the entire inside with rocks and everything else, and they made one big solid piece. So then all the amma, it went up one amma, the konas amma. It went up one amma, and then it went in an amma, which means that now we are a box of 30 by 30. Because it went one amma, so he took another plank. So here we go. See all this? Oh, yeah, picture it. So it went up an amma, then you went in an amma. So now the box is only 30 ammas by 30 ammas. Nimtzas shloishim al shloishim, 30 by 30. Then all the chamish, they went up, they had these planks that are 5 ammas high. And the konas, I went in another amma on all four sides. So now suddenly it's 28 by 28. Zehah seiviv, that's known as the seiviv. So that arm that went in is called the seiviv. Nimtza comes out, chav ches al chav ches. So now the mizbeach is 28 by 28. Then you went up 3 amas. And you went up 3 amas. And then they put 4 corners, 4 horns on the corners, or 4 corners. Each corner is an amma and amma. Mokka makronas amma mezeh va amma mezeh. So again, it takes up another amma of the thing on all sides. Nimtza chaval chaval. Now it's a square of 26 by 26. But they didn't want the kainim have to walk on, you know, where the ashes are and everything else. So they made a walkway, you know, internal in the perimeter. Then they gave another amma. Malkam hiluch nagli akainim is amma mezev amma zeh. Another amma by an amma. So this came down to 24 by 24. Nimtza chavdalad al chavdalad is malkam hamarocha. That's the top of the mezbech which they use. The different pyres and the tapuach and everything else. Omer Rabbi Yosef says, no, I disagree with you. That's how it happened later on. That was an addition of mitchila from the beginning. In the beginning, it was only 28 by 28. So the height is 10 amos. That didn't change. What changes is the length and breadth of the mizbeach. Initially, you say it was 32. No, initially it was 28 by 28. And if you do all your cheshbonos, it brings it down not to 24, it brings it to 20 by 20. The top of the mizbeach was only 20 by 20. Koinus of oil b'midazu at shenimtza mokam harach. If you work your way back, you'll see that we reduced the size to 20 by 20. Chaf
ochaf. 28 was the base.
He's saying the base is 28, so you just take off. Yeah. Instead of being 32, so you take a 4 amos. Instead of being 24, it's down to 20. Now, vasa kusha olu b'nei agayla, when they came back up for the second base of Migdash, is hoisifu all of arba amos. They added another 4 amos. Another 24 amos. What's that sign? Min hatzofen v'dalad amos min hamayiv. Kemin gama. Made it like the letter L. Nemrat says Vuariel, and Ariel is Yud Beis Eilech B'Shteim. It says that Ariel, which is referring to Mizbech, is Yud Beis Eilech B'Shteim Esrei Reich. It is 12 by 12, a Revua, a square. 12, but it sounds like from there that the top is based on 12 by 12. How can that be? Yochol She'enel Yud Beis Al Yud Beis. It's only 12 by 12. Kishuaymir al arbaz revo, when it says on all four corners, Melamed Sheminam Tzoyi who made it. That what? That is the radius. Not the diameter, but the radius. So therefore, you have 12 on each side. So therefore, it's 24. So that only happened later on. Yecheskel is getting the vias, but regarding the third base of Migdash, a lot of it is enigmatic, but they use some of it for the second base of Migdash. Then he says, V'chut shel sikra choygroi be'emtza, right in the epicenter of the Mizbeach, which means that the 5 amma height, there's this line going around. La havdil ben hadom milyein damartanim. And this line separates the blood above and the blood below. Right, so it's right there in the middle. Could the seviv is six amas above the ground, and this is the five amma mark. So it's an amma below the seviv. Yeah. Okay, so it had this red line that went right around the Amos Bech.
So the Sefer is the place that they were able to stand,
right? The Sefer is the stand, yes, because you can do the birds and stuff. The Chutz HaSikr was that the Chattas, the Behema, was above the line, the other way below, and the Oif is just opposite. Yeah. Yisoid HaYemahat, now this is Yisoid, which is the part that was an Amma went in. Does not go on all four sides. It went through the entire north side, the north and the west side, and there was a side facing the base that made the shtehekels on the way, might have, was had a yisoid. The oichel bedorim amachas and mizrach amachas, but on the dorim side and on the mizrach side, the dorim side is the side where the ramp was. So the side where the ramp was, it only went one amma, and the side facing the entrance of the base of Migdash, not the base of Migdash, the entrance from the Azora, was one amma. Now, machlekes the Rishonim, if it's the way I just told you right now, or it means that one amma didn't have. One amma on the Mizrach was starting, and if amma vav and al, the very first word, 36a. Or it means that it wasn't at all. That the other opinion is that it didn't have one amma. That means most of it had a yisoid on the Mizrach and the Dorim side, and it was short, one amma. But mostly in the first way. Sorry?
Oh,
okay. So with that Flamed Vavim and Aleph Mishnah base, top of the page, you can't miss it. Uve Keren Ma'arovis, first word of the line, 36. A. That's today's blot. I hope you all saw your picture in the magazine. Yeah.
People can't see my face.
Okay. Uve Keren Ma'arovis Dremis. On the southwestern corner, so this is the corner, the side of the ramp, but facing the Beis HaMikdash. Hayeshnei Nekovim, there were two little holes, Kemin Shnei Chayt Medakin, like two little channels. Shahadomim Hanitin Ayesaid Ma'arovi, the blood that was placed on the Yesaid of the Ma'arovi, because on the Yesaid they used to sprinkle the blood, the western side. The Ma'arovi is a side facing the Hechel, facing the Beis HaMikdash. And on the side of the Durham side, because that corner there that is on the side of the ramp and facing the Beis HaMikdash, Yodin Behen, so the blood it drips down there, Umis Arvin Ba'amo, and then they go onto the floor and they get to there was a little creek. The Yaitzil Nachal Kedena. From there they go to Nachal Kedena, and we learned from there that people used to use that to they used to buy it to fertilize their fields. Gimel. The Mata. Okay, now we can begin. The Mata Beritzbum. Daflamet Vavam and Aleph. Midas. Yes, we're finishing tomorrow. Friday we start the last Masechta to finish this whole shot. The whole shot. Sechnida. The Mata Beritzbum. Daflamet Vavam and Aleph. Okay. Lamata beritzba, below that, on the ground, ba'oise ha'keren. Okay, on the ground, in that corner, the Ma'arov is dreamers. Mokam ha'yisham amal amal, there was a section there that was one amal by one amal. The tavla shel shayish, and there was a board made out of marble. The tabaz ha'yisha kavua boy, there was a ring fixed into that. Shabbat yardin, and they used to be able to lift it up and go down. Ulashis, they can go down there below. Umenakin oise, and clean it from time to time over all his blood. The kevish ha'yo ledreim was mezbech. Where was the ramp? We spoke about the mezbech being a square, 32 by 32. The ramp itself was on the south side of the mezbech. You walk in facing the base of Mikdash, it's on your left, the ramp. Safin was the right. And Maida was on your left. So the ramp was on the left side, and we had Hobi Machlekes there in Zvochim. exactly where the Mizbeach was positioned. It was like blocking the whole entrance. It was moved a little bit to the south, north. The Kevish, Lamed Beis, it was 32 Amos long as well, but the Roch of Tezayin, its width was only 16, half the width of Mizbeach. Now, even though the ramp is 32 Amos long, the entire Mizbeach was not 64, but 62 Amos, because part of the ramp covered the Yesoid and the Seiviv. In other words, there were two indents in the Mizbeach. And they had this little window there, Shamay, nice in there, they were placed. Psule Chatus Oif. The Chatus Oif, the apostle, they were put into this little box over there. Dalit. On the side of the ramp. Is there a picture here? Yeah, right here. You can see on the side of the ramp, there's like a little window here, a little box. See it? Okay, it's a speck. Yeah, says he want to bite Dalit.
Apart from you, Daphne, I mean, nobody ever learns these gemaras, did
they? No, at normally, not too many. Not too many. Okay, let's continue. Mishnah Dalit. Echad Avnei HaKevesh v'Echad Avnei HaMizbeach. Whether it's the stones that make up the ramp or the stones that make the Mizbeach, the Bikas Beis Kerem came from a place called Bikas Beis Kerem. and because there they found smooth stones. Because on the Mizbeach, you're not allowed to use any metal. You're not allowed to use any metal to chisel anything, even outside the base of Midrash, to bring it in. So they found smooth stones. The Choyfren Lemata Bipsulim, they would dig under the ground, under the virgin soil. The whole stones, barzel, then no metal ever came in contact with it. Because if metal would just touch the stones, it already disqualifies it from being used. Because it says in the pasuk, barzel. Don't even lift, don't even touch, doesn't mean don't cut, don't even touch. Yeah. But if you made a pagam in the stone, that means it's no longer smooth, then even whatever instrument you use, doesn't have to be metal, it can be use another stone to you know, chisel something, it already, if begim, something is missing, it's no good. Yeah, and the begim is like a chalif, you check a chalif, you put your finger in a nail, if the nail gets trapped into that, that means there's a pagam, and it's already possible for Mizbeach. So therefore, you see that the stones had to be really, really smooth naturally, and this is the place where they found many smooth stones in Bikas Beis Kerem. Nivgama achas mehen. If one of them had a pagam, he psula, she's posel. The kulam, the rest of them are all kosher. Only that rock is posel, but the rest of the stones are all kosher. So all you do is remove that stone. After you built it, you discovered that there was a little flaw there. You remove that stone, and then you use the rest. Yeah. And they would go ahead and put, you know, like plaster on it twice a year. They would put twice a year. And unfortunately, we have a problem. How can you add to the Mizbech? And I'll add, and you hear you're adding all of this plaster. So the Rosh wants to say that the technical Mizbech was allowed to be bigger, so therefore they made most of it stone, and a little bit they added plaster. And there's a machlekes, the plaster was a tefach, or the size of kezayis. Yeah, anyway, twice a year they used to put new plaster on it because it used to peel away. Echad bepesach, echad bechag. Once on Pesach, and once on Sukkos. And Hechel Pamachas with Pesach. And the Hechel, they would put plaster on it once a year on Pesach. Rebbe Emir Kol Erev Shabbos Melabdin Oysa B'mappe. Rebbe says every Friday they would wash it with a shmata. Why? Because they had dummim. It was remnants of blood, and it's not nice. Lahoya Sadin Oysa B'kapish of Barzel. They didn't use a plane made out of metal, you know, to flatten, to make the plaster smooth. For the simple reason, Shema Yiga, because maybe the metal plane was a section you forgot to put plaster on, and the metal plane will touch it. We just said a minute ago that metal is not allowed to come in contact with the stone. And what's a svara? Shabarzel nivra lekatzi yonzodim. Metal is created to shorten a person's life, used for weapons. Amizbech nivra laharich yomishalodim mizbech is to extend a person's life to the true and everything else. It a bedin. It's totally inappropriate. Shiyana from a katzel matter to put a metal on the mizbech. That's why it says you should remove your knife. You hide your knife on your bench, as the Shulchan Aruch says, yeah. Except Shabbos.
Does that mean also the bread knife?
It says only the bread knife because that's usually the sharper one. It says the bread knife. The reason is, there's two reasons brought down. One is because this is what we just said right here, and the table's a mizbech, except in Shabbos. The other reason is because if a guy gets too emotional, they tell a story, a guy pulled a knife and he killed one of his guests or a member of his family. So, but on Shabbos, people don't get so emotional. So we have more rested, so we're not worried on Shabbos. Hey, it's Kumatzni and it's Asakin. The taboy is how you look for in the Mizbeach. There were rings on the north side of the Mizbeach, on the ground. In the north side of the Mizbeach is on the right, if you're facing the base of Midrash, on the right side. Vov's Dori, Shaldala Dala, there were rings, sets of rings. You look in the picture of the base of Midrash, you'll see there's a whole bunch of rings on the ground. There was six rows of four. If I can find it here, yeah. This picture is not very good, but you have here. Oh, you can hardly see it. But you have here six rows of four rings right here. See, here is the mizbeach, and on the right side of it, if you're facing Mr. Migdash, you have six rows of four rings. Because there were 24 different groups of kainim. Every group of kainim had a different ring. The yeshayim, others say dalit shel vavav. The question was whether the six rows of four or four rows of six. Shalein sheichtin esakotchim. And there they used to shecht the kotchim. Each one had their own ring. Beis hamid b'chayim. The place where they used to, do all everything had to do with the behemoth after the shechted hoyo. Sorry?
B'chayim is ebet
was. Yeah, exactly. So everything had to do with the animal. Hoyo l'tzvoyne shel ha-mizbech was on the north side of the mizbech. Again, to the right of the mizbech, you see, it's a big word, beis hamid b'chayim. They didn't know exactly what it looked like. It's called beis hamid b'chayim. And where they did their thing. All of Chesamudim, Nanosin, and it had there eight sticks there with hooks, where they used to hang up the animal, they used to strip and do all the work. Or the Vim Shal Erez Agabem, and they had a board made out of cedar. On top of it, Van Koloy Shal Barzalai Kvuyim Behen, and there were hooks made out of metal on them. Begimbos Donoil Chalecha Vechach Behen, and there were three different orders, and each there was three different heights. No, they had hooks on top of these tables, but they're three different heights, depending if it's a cow, it had to hang it much higher. If it was a ram, lower, and a sheep, much lower. Then they had tables made out of marble. We learned before, even though normally we want gold, but not when it comes, because gold is warm. We wanted a cold stone, so that it doesn't ruin the flesh. Between the sticks, between the posts. Vav hakir, kir is that keli where the kohen used to go and wash the hands and feet. Where was that bein ulum lemizbech? So you had the mizbech here, and then the beis hamikdash was on its right, and the kir was pushed over to the south side. So you see over here is the kir. So here's the entrance to the beis hamikdash. Here's the mizbech, and right here was the kir, which is a big vat with a whole bunch of spouts. And they used to wash the hands. They used to put the right hand on top of the right foot. Another kind, you have to hold them up. You have to wash them both at the same time. You have to balance yourself. So where was this kid between the Ulam Mizbech? Moshe Klap Yedorim is extended to the south. Bein ho Ulam Mizbech. What distance is there between the Ulam? Ulam is the entrance hall, the vestibule for the Beis Hamikdash. And the Mizbech was Chof Beis Amma. It was 22 Ammas, 11 and 11. Okay, there were two sets of 11 Ammas. And now, because you had the steps to go to the Ulam, to the Beis Hamikdash, you had to walk up 12 steps. So therefore, it works as follows. Yud Beis Milas HaYisham, inside those 22 Amas, in that space between the Mizbech and the Heichel and the Ulam, there were steps. Roim Maila Chatzi Amma V'Shilch Amma. Went up a half an Amma, and then it went a distance, vertical, a half an Amma, then horizontal, one Amma. And then Amma, it went up one Amma, and then it went up an Amma, then another Amma. The Ravid Gimel, Amma. Amma, the Ravid Gimel. Then it went up another Amma, and it went in a distance of three Ammas. The Helyena, and the top one is Amma. Amma, the Ravid Dalad. If you say Helyena, Amma, the Ravid Hay. So the question is how flat it went before they hit the Hegel itself. So, okay. Sorry, my voice, yeah. Okay, so therefore the steps took up most of the 22 amas, because even though it went up one half an amma or an amma, but then it went a distance of an amma, then went a distance of 3 ammas, 4 ammas. So from the bottom of the step here until finally you reach your destination was 22 ammas. Now the entrance to this vestibule, goivoy, how high was it? It was 40 ammas high and 20 ammas wide. Yes, yeah, so here the Mishnah is wrong. It was 40 amas high and 20 amas wide. The hay maltroy shel mila. There was a cedar tree on top. It had for decoration on top of the entrance. Hoyo agabav. It was above it. Hatachtoina, the bottom one, oimedes ala pesach amamazeh. So the bottom is like 5 different. Let's see if there's a picture of it. No, on top of the door there was like 5 layers of a case of wood. Mulberry, wherever the wood was. So the first one was only an amma on each side. it covered the width and it had an amma sitting on each side of the gate of the tower of the arch. And then the opening, on the walls on the side. Then the layer above that was 2 amas on each side, so therefore it extended another amma. If you go to the very top one, had 5. No, the door itself was 20 amas wide. The very top wood was an extra 5 amas on the right and 5 amas on the left. So the top plank was 30 amas long. And there was a little row of stones between each board, between each of these planks. So this was beauty. So it went out. The first plank was this one, then the next one was this one, the next one was this one, and this one. There was 5 layers. Then there were curtains made out of stone that was fixed from the wall of the Heichel. If you look over, you can see it. Right over here, there's faint lines. That's the klunosos. Yeah, on both ends, you had these curtains made out of stone, but holding up these walls. The walls are very, very thick. Hayikvim mekoyzus leiv kozelulim kadesh leyivayit. In order, it shouldn't kick in. V'shashroi shalzavay kvim betikras ulam. It was the chains of gold that were fixed on the ceiling of the ulam. The ulam is this entire entrance here is called the Ulam. This is the base of the ready or the Heichel, and we'll see the Kodesh Kodashim and the Kodesh. But this is the Ulam, and the Ulam was wider than the actual Heichel. So in here they had golden chains coming from the roof. Shebehen Piche Kainim Oilin Veroyin Esatoris. They would use that to climb up and see the crown. Shenemar it says, Vatoris. It says in the Pasuk, "Va'atoras tia lechalam v'le'tavia v'le'yedayin." These are names of different family of Kohenim. Le'yedaya u'lechem betzvanya lezikaron beheichal Hashem. The geffen shall. This is all to beautify. That is, to enhance the beauty of the Beis Hamikdash. The geffen shall zov hoisa. It looked like a cluster of grapes made out of gold. Was under al pescha shel heichal, the entrance to the heichal. And they would hang it over the curtains. Whoever would donate, Allah, a leaf, a gargir, or a pip, a eshkel, a grape, maybe with a gold, maybe the tailor would hang it on this thing, on the cluster. There was an incident, and they had to count. They needed 300 koyanim to carry away the gold. We already had in the Gemara, it was an exaggeration. From exaggeration, but there was still, no, it was a lot. People were very generous. Okay, let's continue. This is all today's Gemara. Pischai shal heichel. The entrance of the heichel is govay esimama. Okay, we had the entrance of the ulam was 40 amas high and 20 amas wide. The entrance of the heichel was much lower than that. The entrance of the heichel was 20 amas tall. Rochvei Eser, and it was 10 amas wide. Okay, so it's a much shorter door with the entrance to the Beis HaMikdash. 20 high and 10 wide. The entire Heichel was only 20 amas wide. So the entrance was 10 amas wide. The sides is only 5 amas each way, the wall. Okay, so the wall themselves was 6 amas thick. So there's the Gemara here, and it says the Mishnah. So Pischa shel Heichel gavei esim amos 20 amos high, v'roch v'esim was 10 amos wide. V'arbat losses hoylei. It had 4 doors. Shtayim b'fnim v'shtayim b'chutz. So it had 4 doors. I don't know if you can imagine this. It had 4 doors. Remember, the wall was 6 amos thick. It had 4 doors. It had 2 doors. This is the entrance. So it had 2 doors facing the ulam. And it had 2 doors on the other side of the wall facing the Heichel. When they opened these doors, when they opened the doors of the... when the door shut, it completely... The doors were 5 amas long, so it completely shut out the Heichel. But when you opened the doors, the door swung towards the Heichel, so they really was flush with the wall. So basically, the door covered 5 amas of the wall. The wall was 6 amas. The doors themselves, each door was 5 amas. So when you opened the door covered 5 amas of the wall and left 1 amma of space. That was the doors that were facing the ulam. The doors that were facing the Heichel, according to this Tanna, swung open into the Heichel. So it covered the 5 amas of the wall of the Heichel. Now, everything inside was gold, but the walls of the Heichel facing inside were not made out of gold because the doors were always open. And the door was made out of gold, so therefore the door was the gold. They saved some money. Or nobody can see it anyway. So, let's see what it says here. This is this opinion.
Second.
Everything here is second base of English. Second. 4 doors. 2 in the inside, 2 in the outside. Remember, it says in the pasuk, 2 doors for the Heichel and for the Kodesh. Hachitzonis, the outer doors, niftochas l'techa Pesach. The outer doors opened into the vestibule, l'chassas oivav shel koisel, and what it did was, it opened inside, so it covered the inside of the doorway, the walls. But b'hapnimiyus, but the inner doors, the doors facing the heichel, niftochas l'rabayis, they would open up into the house, l'chassas achrat losses. It would cover behind the doors, in other words, the wall internally of the heichel. The entire house was smeared. It was covered, plated with gold. There was no need to put gold behind the doors because all day the doors were wide open and it covered that section. Rabbi Yehuda says no. He said they were like French doors. He says the doors actually folded like an accordion. He said you had a door that was 5 amas, but it was made up of 2 boards with hooks. So when you closed it, they just folded against each other. When you opened it, it was 5 amas. So he says the inner and the outer, the outer doors, you know, went against the wall here, but it didn't take up 5 amas of space. It took up 2.5 amas. The doors that were inside the base, facing the base of Mikdash, also went covered the whole way, you know, the way going through, because it took up 2.5 amas, 5 amas only. And it still left a half an amma on this way and half an amma on this way.
So because there's 2 opinions, we don't really know how it was.
The author of the entire Masechet Midos, the Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So we generally pass Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, I assume.
So Rabbi Yehuda says they both open inside that little hole.
Into the hallway. Because there's room there. Look, he spells out now. Yud Aymer, B'toich HaPesach HaYayim, they all fit into this door, into the hallway. Ukimin, it's Tramita HaYu. It's like this, it's Tramita, which is exactly what I just told you, but I don't know exactly how it's Tramita. V'nik Polis Lachrein, they fold up like an accordion. Eilu Shnei Amos HaMachzav, Eilu Shnei Amachzav Machzav. When you fold it up, you know, you took the 2 boards and you put them against each other, it took up only 2.5 Amos. Chatzi Amma. And then each one left a half an amma. She never says, and that was like the door, the lintels, the post. She never says, how do I know that? That's what happened. It says, 2 doors for each door. There were 2 doors for each 2 doors. In other words, each door was really made up of 2 parts. Musabes that were surrounding the loss of Steinler, there was Achas, he's teaching, there were 2 The Pasuk says there were two doors for one door, two doors for the other one, which means exactly what I said. That's what he says. Base. It had two doors. So this entrance into the Heichel, so we're now up to this door here, the one that was 20 amos high and 10 amos wide, there were two doors in the wall. If you look here, you see there's an opening here and there's an opening here. So here was the main entrance. There were two other small doors, on one on the right side, one on the left side. There were two other entrances to this big gate, this big wall. Echad betzafer, one on the north side, one on the south side. Shebedarim, the one on the south side, lanichad ba'adam oilam. Nobody ever used it. But all of them footage of Yecheskel. That's the one that was described by Yecheskel. Shenemer it says, by Yemre la Hashem, the Eibush said to me, Hashar azeh, this gate, sogur yeh, this gate is closed. Lo yipaseach, he shouldn't open it. V'ish lo yovei boy. And no man should enter. Ki Hashem elokei Yisrael bo voy. Because the Eibushter entered, v'hoi yisogur is always closed. So people should realize that the Eibushter doesn't need doors. In other words, it's dedicated to the Eibushter and it's always shut. And yet the Eibushter's shechin was always in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, not less a mafteh, he took the key. V'posach es ha-pishpish, he took the key. He opened the other entrance. V'nichnis lahateis. Now, when he went in, okay, you see, he went into this door over here. Here is the Heichel. Here's the main entrance. But when he went in the first thing in the morning, he went through this door here. And see these cubicles, they're called Taz. These cubicles are all these Taz. There's a big machlech to show him how to understand what these Taz are. Are they cubicles really or just whatever? Then I'm had other ways. So if we learn that it's a Taz, was a cubicle, he would walk into the cubicle. Before he would make a left turn, there's another entrance to the Heichel, and then walk around to the gate and open from the inside. Yeah, it has the same pictures there?
Yes.
Yeah, so these are the cubicles.
That's a closed door.
Yeah, so this is the open door, you walk in the cubicle, and there's an entrance right here into the Heichel, and it'll go. So point of this opinion. Where are we? Notl Mateach, he took the key of Pasach, opened the door, and Nichnas Latoy went to this cubicle, Umatar Lechel. From the cubicle, he walked into the Heichel, and then he walked to the gate and opened from the inside. Rabbi Yehuda says, but the walls are 6 amas thick, but there was a cavity in the wall itself. In other words, he didn't step foot into the Heichel yet. He went through the wall to get to the doors. Remember, the doors were closed that night. It was the inner doors and the outer doors. And he found himself right between the doors. So when he faced the doors that were facing the outside of the Beis HaMikdash, he was inside, on the inside, opening from there. And then he would face the outer from the inside. Okay, we'll stop paying attention to tomorrow.